So I'll read from the verse 12 first, because there's very small purport. Then we'll read all the verses, come to this purport. Text 12. Manifesting himself with thousands of hands, the Lord then appeared on the summit of Mandra Mountain, like another great mountain, and held Mandra Mountain with one hand. In the upper planetary system, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, along with Indra, king of heaven, and other demigods, offered praise to the Lord and showered flowers upon him. This small purport. To balance Mandra Mountain while it was being pulled from both sides, the Lord himself appeared on its summit like another great mountain. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and King Indra then expanded themselves. And then expanded themselves and showered flowers on the Lord. 13. The demigods and demons worked almost madly for the nectar, incurred by the Lord, who was above and below the mountain and who had entered the demigods and demons, Vasukis, and the mountain itself. Because of the strength of the demigods and the demons, the ocean of milk was so powerfully agitated that all the alligators in the water were very much perturbed. Nonetheless, the churning of the ocean continued in this way. Vasuki had thousands of eyes and mouths. From his mouths, he breathed smoke and blazing fire, which affected the demons headed by Poloma, Kalya, Bali, and Ilavala. Thus, the demons, who appeared like sorrels, trees burned by the forest fire, gradually became powerless. Because the demons were also affected by the blazing breath of Vasuki, their bodily lusts diminished, and their garments, weapons, and faces were blackened by smoke. However, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cloud appeared on the sea, pouring torrents of rain and breeze blew, carrying particles of water from the sea waves to give the demigods relief. When nectar did not come from the ocean of milk, despite so much endeavor by the best of the demigods and the demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ajita, personally began to churn the ocean. The Lord appeared like a blackish cloud. He was dressed with the yellow garments. His earrings shone on his ears like lightning, and his hair spread over his shoulders. He wore a garland of flowers, and his eyes were pinkish. With his strong, glorious arms, which award fearlessness throughout the universe, he took hold of Vasuki and began churning the ocean. Using Mandra Mountain as a churning rod, when engaged in this way, the Lord appeared like a beautiful situated mountain named Indranila. The fish, sharks, tortoises, and snakes were most agitated and perturbed. The entire ocean became turbulent, and even the large aquatic animals like whales, water elephants, crocodiles, and the Timingala fish, large whales that can swallow small whales, came to the surface. While the ocean was being churned in this way, it first produced a fiercely dangerous poison called halahal. Now we come to the verse 19. O King, when that uncontrollable poison was forcefully spreading up and down in all directions, all the demigods, along with the Lord himself, approached Lord Shiva, Sadashiva. Feeling unsheltered and very much afraid, they sought shelter of him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One may question that since the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally present, why did he accompany all the demigods and people in general to take shelter of Lord Sadashiv? Instead of intervening himself, in this connection, Srila Madhvacharya warns, Rudrasa Yasho Rathaya Swam Vishnur Visha Vidu Na Sanjahare Samrathopi Vayum Koka Prashante. Lord Vishnu was competent to rectify the situation. But in order to give credit to Lord Shiva, who later drank all the poison and kept in his neck, Lord Vishnu did not take action. Om Agyante Vrindasri Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshunamilatam Yentasme Shri Guruvai Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manuvishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupakadam Antadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gurvani Pracharne Sheshune Vadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Narayanam namaskritnam chandrotum devin sasati vyasam tato jayam dhirat. Vancha kalpatra vishkripa sundu vevijipatitanam pavnebhya vyashnabhya namo namaha. Nashta prashabhadrishu nityam bhagavad seva bhagavati uttam shrokre bhavtir bhavti nashtaki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. When demons and demigods had truce to churn the ocean so they can obtain the nectar, they arranged Mandrachal Parvat. Mandrachal Parvat was very rough and very huge. Then they had a problem, how to churn, how will they move Mandrachal Parvat? How will they do the mathani? Mathani is, you know, I don't know what you call these days, they use grinders, electrical grinders, but in Mother Jashoda used to have the rope. If you have seen in Punjab, in India, even in UP, even still they use it. So they said, well, which rope they will use? So they used the rope, a Vasuki. Vasuki is not an ordinary snake. Vasuki is actually the snake which Lord Shiva wears around his neck. This is the Vasuki. Vasuki is a very, very powerful snake. So Lord Shiva asked Vasuki, go, you do this job. And Vasuki is so powerful that actually once when they decided that Vasuki should churn this ocean, they asked, well, it will take a long time to come Vasuki to this ocean. So how can we bring this Vasuki to this ocean, to churn this ocean? Now, Garuda and Vasuki do not go together very well. They're not very good friends. Somehow the Garuda, being a devotee, he became very humble. He said, all right, I will bring Vasuki. But Garuda was a little proud. But when he tried to carry Vasuki, he could not carry Vasuki. Vasuki became so heavy that it actually broken the pride of Garuda. Then finally, it is mentioned, this is from the Shiv Puran actually, because these both the pastimes are narrated in Shiv Puran and is narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam as well. Some details are mentioned more in Shiv Puran, and different pastimes and different Puranas are explained. But when Garuda could not lift the Vasuki, practically Lord Shiva, he extended his arm and he brought this Vasuki to the ocean. There you go. So demons were, you know, they have got power. Demons are not ordinary people. They got very much, you see, they can, like in the human, these modern technology or these modern scientists or with the ability of, in the human form, we cannot fight with the demons. Very insignificant. That is why even Ravana, he said, I don't care about monkeys and this humans. So, he did not care about monkeys and the humans. But the demons have got technology too. It's like in any country or in any nation, you see the nation provide all the facilities, the technology, the weapons to their military force. But even criminals have these sort of weapons and all this, what do you call? Yeah, weapons. So similarly, demons have got all sorts of powers like the demigods has. And they have got very divine weapons too. But demigods are a little more intelligent. So when they sow the Vasuki, when we will churn the Vasuki, Vasuki will feel some sort of pain. So Vasuki will blow the poison from his mouth. So they decided, first they said, no, they start, they use it, they tricked these demons. The demons went to the, they said, the demigod said, we're going to hold a Vasuki from the mouth side. So demons start thinking, what is so special in the mouth side? Why they're so insisting to holding Vasuki from the side of a mouth? No, we want to hold from the mouth side. So there was a fight. There's an argument between both of them. Who will hold the Vasuki from the side of a tail and who will hold the Vasuki from the mouth side? So demons, they fell into the trap of the demigods. So demigod said, all right, if you really wish to hold a Vasuki from the mouth side, okay, you come. So when they start churning the ocean, you can imagine the so much poison this Vasuki was, the fire and the poison was coming from the Vasuki's mouth. And here is explained by Srila Vedavyas that how the bodies of the demons became black with the poison. So you can imagine, and when they churned the ocean, the poison halahal came. Halahal is not ordinary poison. If you may have, I never have seen, I mean, like these rattlesnakes and these cobras, we have seen a lot of cobras in India. But these snakes have got so much poison. And they give you a little bite, only a few drops, only not even few drops, even one drop of the poison. And the person is immediately, within an hour or so, the person dies. So, where the poison come from? Poison to the reptiles or the scorpions or the, you know, where does it come from? This come from Lord Shiva. There's one place, it is called Nilkanth. Anybody been to Nilkanth? Above Haridwar, Rishikesh? It's a beautiful place. It's a self-manifested Shivlinga. The 12 Shivlingas, the Dwadash Shivlingas, manifested Shivlingas all over India. So this place is called Nilkanth, a beautiful place. Not very far, only 40 kilometers away from Rishikesh. Now this is a spot where Lord Shiva drank the entire poison. That's why it's called Nilkanth. The poison was so much poison. It was here and there, everywhere. Can you imagine Vasuki is throwing the poison from his mouth? And when they churned the ocean, there was so much poison, that demigods and the demons, and they could not understand what to do now. I remember once my father was closing the shop when we were in India. We are from a jeweler's family. So he had a bottle of sulfuric acid. So while he was closing the shutter, there was one gentleman, friend of my father, was sitting just outside. You know, in India, the people just sit on the floor. You know, he was sitting on the floor, and by accident, he hit the, you know, this bottle was broken. And the sulfuric acid, it went all over his, you know, back, and he was like crying like anything. And immediately there was some little hand pump. There was no taps, no nothing. So he sat on the hand pump, you know, then start pumping the water, but he could not sit. It's so much effect of this acids. So you can imagine if we cannot tolerate that, and what sort of halahal was there? Halahal was so poisonous. And this is Lord Shiva concentrated the whole poison. And when he concentrated, when he was drinking, that is the, it is said in the Puranas, well, that is the spot where Lord Shiva sat down and drank the entire poison. And when he concentrated the poison, only three drops, few drops fell.
And this, from the, these few drops, the entire, this poisonous, you know, these reptiles and the snakes and the scorpions, they consume that poison, only 3 drops. So if by 3 drops, you can see these reptiles and snakes and scorpions, and they can have this much poison, what to say of that poison which Shiva drank? Now here in this particular verse which we are reading, which is mentioned here, that when, O king, when that uncontrollable poison was forcefully spreading up and down in all directions, all the demigods along with the Lord himself approached Lord Shiva. Feeling unsheltered and very much afraid, they sought shelter for him. Now, here it is mentioned that all the demigods, along with Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, they approached Shiva. But actually, Krishna could rectify this himself anytime. Simply blink with, if he just blink his eye, he could rectify the situation if he wants to. But why did he approach Shiva? Remember, once a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he came, he introduced his philosophy of Krishna consciousness, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But why he did not preach all over the world? Why he did only in India? Why didn't he do the rest of the world? Prabhupada answered very quickly. He said, because he left this job for me. So, Lord Krishna says, Mad bhakta pujate adik. My devotees, he gets feel pleasure when his devotee gets glorified. He feels when we worship his devotee of Krishna, Krishna gets more pleased. You please directly Krishna, but when you worship Krishna, Krishna's devotees, he becomes more pleased. It's like if we got a child, if somebody comes to us, you know, start loving our child, we feel very happy. We feel that he likes my child. So it's just, Krishna feels the same way. When his devotee gets very, and actually because Krishna is in the hand of devotees. And when Krishna wanted Lord Shiva to be glorified, why? He wanted to show what sort of power my devotee has got. Vaishnam Yata Shambhu. Shiva is not an ordinary person. When we say Shiva, you see, ordinary Mayavadis, they cannot understand. They got no clue what is the demigods. They got no clue what is this, what is the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. That's why they are Mayavadis, because they are still under Maya. One part of Mayavadi is saying, Soham, you are same, I am same. So, and then there's another Mayavadi, so Shivam, okay, I'm Shiva, I'm Shivam, I'm Shivam, I'm Shivam, I'm Shiva, I'm Shiva. Arey Baba, you're not Shiva. Have you seen that? You go to India, you see so many Mayavadis, and they'll say, I'm Shivam, I'm Shivam, I'm Shivam. That's what the mantra they chant. Arey Baba, Shiva could drink the poison. You can't drink the poison at all. But Shiva concentrated when he drank the poison, because on one side, he was leaving everybody from this terrible poison. When he put in his mouth, he held the poison into his neck. Why didn't he take the poison down? Because immediately, Krishna is residing in his heart. 24 hours, he was thinking of Krishna. He said, if I take this poison, even if Shiva could have taken, Shiva could digest. Some foolish people, they say, well, Shiva just had it because he could not digest. That's why he didn't do it. No. He could digest anything. But he held purposely the poison in his neck, simply for one reason, that because Krishna is residing in the heart and he's totally absorbed with the thoughts of Krishna 24 hours. So he was thinking, my Lord is residing in my heart. If I take the poison, it may give trouble to my Lord. So he held poison in his neck. This is the beauty of the Lord Shiva. And our same principle applies that at that time when the ocean was full of, when they churned the ocean, that's exactly what we do. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, we are churning our heart. This is a Bhava Sagar. This whole story, this whole episodes, this whole pastimes, they are not fairy tale pastimes. This is not a mythology. Krishna performed these pastimes for us, to deliver his devotees. Pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya tuj dharam sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. Pritranaya sadhunam. He performed these pastimes. Ocean was churned. We are living in a bhava sagar. Sagar is not simply only the water when you go to the seaside and then you see the vast ocean. Oh, this is a nice ocean. There's only one ocean. Then there's a milk ocean. Huge. Casual ocean. Where Lord Vishnu is lying. Half of the universe is empty. And the half of the universe is filled with this casual ocean. This is where Vishnu is lying. From that lying and from that pose of Vishnu, the billions and billions of universes are coming out. With single breath of his Mahavishnu, the universes are coming and inhaling and exhaling the universes. But this world we live in, it is called Bhavasagar. So like that, so many trouble were there at that time. Demigods had a trouble. So they brought Lord Shiva to his devotee. Because we cannot approach directly to Krishna. Krishna cannot be approached directly. Even in this day-to-day family, if you life, day-to-day life, you want to approach a very, a powerful person like any sort of president or a king or anybody. You have to go through the secretary of the person, isn't it? You can't just walk into the office of Mr. Obama. You can't. There's a process. So if there's a process in the material world, do we think that there's no process in the spiritual world? Rajvidya Rajguyam Pavitra Midam Uttamam. This is the topmost knowledge. You want to have any mundane knowledge? We have to follow a system. We have to go to a university. And the system has to be followed. Similarly, you think that topmost knowledge can be just revealed to this any Tom, Dick and Harry? And what does these people do? Show me the God. What quality have you got to see the God? Even when we take Krishna consciousness, it is not that it's a one day job. You know, all right, fair enough. I joined Hare Krishna temple. Now I'm putting Kanti Mala on. I'm putting Tilak on. I'm following four regulative principles. Prabhu, I'm following four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds. Hare Baba, this is a very beginning. It's just, Prabhupada said when he said initiation means beginning. This is the beginning of the process. Becoming a vegetarian, and these are very basic things. About people are struggling with the four principles. If somebody is following four principles, I'm doing very good. It's just a beginning. Why? Because you're going to churn your heart. And when you churn your heart, so much poison, so many filthy things are going to come out. Kam, krodha, lobha, moha, ankar, matsarata. So many things are there. And how can they be? How will we get purified? How will we get the nectar? Nectar is there. The nectar is love of Krishna. But to get that nectar, you have to go through the process. And this process goes through is that Krishna says that cannot be done without matsevaya. Without serving the mahatma, without the serving the devotees, one cannot get the result. Matsevaya. Have to go approach the devotees. That's what Prabhupada mentioned so many times. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In the association of devotees. Prabhupada, you go to Ashraddhadhana Purusha Dharmasya Prantapaha. You have to have Shraddha. First is Shraddha, faith. If you haven't got a faith in the system, you will slip away. Prabhupada said so many times, so many people come, they take to Krishna consciousness. After a little while, when the motive is solved, Shishi Radha Gokulandi ki jai, Shishi Taranu Shishi Gonitari ki jai. So people come to Krishna consciousness. Okay, fair enough. Chaturvidha Vajante Mam Jana Skriti Nuvarjana. Okay, you Skritivan, you came to Krishna. Moment is there some purpose is solved, then they slip away. Professor, there are three types of devotees. When we see Mahatsevaya, when we see the association of devotees, we should have association of first class devotees, at least second class devotees. One may say, are there different classes of devotees even? Prabhupada explains very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita 9.3 purport. Three types of devotees. One type of devotees, they come, they go, no knowledge about scriptures, they have some faith in the deities, so they come, they worship Krishna, but their faith is very weak. After a little while, they slip away. Anything comes, little disturbance, they slip away. But then there is a second class of devotees. They may not know the knowledge about the scriptures, but they have a faith. Ashuddha nanam purusha. Shuddha is the most important thing in the philosophy. In anything. You are flying from one place to another place. You have a faith in the pilot that this pilot will take you, will reach to India. You have a faith. When the news reader is on the television reading a news, we have a faith in that news reader. When we put money in the bank, we have a faith in that bank. We issue a check, yes. There's a faith. So the faith is very important, Prabhupada said, but then the first class person he's got no knowledge about scriptures, he got just faith in the deities. But because his faith is not very firm, he may slip away. And generally it does. Second class devotees are who may not be very learned in the scriptures, but they have a strong faith in the devotees, in the system. Prabhupada said, they're second class. But the first class devotees are who are very learned in the scriptures. And they understand the essence of the scriptures. And they perform the devotional service. With the knowledge, then eventually their faith becomes a firm faith. Tato shuddha, tato sadhu sangha, tato bhajan kriya, tato ruchi, tato nishtha. Firm faith. That sort of devotees never deviate. Because they know this is the conclusion of everything. Prabhupada mentioned. That's why we always say, read Prabhupada books. Prabhupada says, read my books. It is not simply for distribution. It's a great job. Devotees who go out distribute books. So many of you must have gone to the streets. It's a very difficult job. Telling people, please, this is our philosophy, please, take this book. Prabhupada said, don't only distribute my books, you must read the books. Reading and chanting in the association of devotees, in the association of experienced devotees, in the association of that sort of devotees who are going to form faith in the holy name of Krishna. Because our philosophy is simply Hare Krishna. Our philosophy is not simply just be nice to people. This is not our philosophy. These days sometimes we find, devotees have come up with, be nice with the people, and then people will eventually take Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't do that. He told Haridas Thakur, if you remember the verse, gare gare jao karo e bhiksha, beg, go and beg everybody. What did he say? He doesn't say you be nice with the people. He said karo e bhiksha, kaho Krishna, lo Krishna. Karo e shiksha. Tell everybody, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. Haridas Thakur, when they saw Jagai Madai, they're the most wretched people. When they approached Jagai Madai, they did not say, okay, let us become very nice with Jagai Madai first. Then eventually we'll make Jagai Madai chant Hare Krishna. No. They went to Jagai Madai, chant, say Hare Krishna, say Hari Bol, Hari Bol. What are you saying to Hari Bol, Hari Bol? Very direct approach, Baba. This is our philosophy. It works. Take it. It works. They went to Jagai Madai, chant Hare Krishna. Jagai Madai ran after them. They escaped one day. Not chanting Hare Krishna. You are telling us to chant Hare Krishna? Directly? I'll punch you. They ran back to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, this Haridas complained to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not complained. So how was your day? Oh no, he was terrible. This Nityananda is terrible. Why? Wherever he goes, he just tells them, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. And Jagai Madai, today we have escaped somehow. Next day again, Nityananda went there. Told to Jagai Madai, chant Hare Krishna. And eventually they were purified. So our philosophy is simply one philosophy. There is nothing. Devotees go out, tell Hare Krishna, this Mataji, she's not here now, Kulangna Mata, I've seen her. She goes so many times, Prabhu, see Krishna. Hare Krishna, give prasad, Hare Krishna. There's a one devotee in Vrindavan. Anybody enters into the Vrindavan temple in the Kirtan time, I've forgotten his name. He's involved with our 24-hour Kirtan for the last 20 years. He will just tell, chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, what's his name? Anybody know, forgotten? I know, he's my friend, very close friend. See, my memory is so short. Huh? Maybe. So, simply chant Hare Krishna. And this Hare Krishna chanting, this philosophy of Krishna cannot be practiced without Mahat Sevaya, without the association of devotees. So this material world is full of sufferings. It is a bhavasagar. It is an ocean of birth and death. There is a problem. The problem will always remain. Do not think. You know, sometimes people say, alright, I come to Hare Krishna temple, I will be free from the problems. Prabhu, I have joined temple, I left my family, I left everything, but still I am struggling, you know, I am here so much, this politics or that politics. These things are nothing. They will go. As long as we are in this body, as long as we are in this material world, there will be a problem. Because ocean means never is stable. Ocean means never calm. Ocean means always up, down, up, down, up, down. Isn't it? Have you ever seen completely still ocean? You may say, yes, I have seen somebody may say. But even if you see still ocean for very few minutes or for very few short time, half an hour, 2 hours maybe, then even there is a very small waves are always there. Always waves are there. The ocean is never without a wave. So this world we are living in is a bhavasagar. There's always waves, always something disturb us. Wealth, health, family problem. Something will always disturb the mind. Tasmad ekena bhagwan satvatam pati shutavya kirtitavyesha desha pujyate nityada. Sorry, no, the first Krishna says, Tasmad ekena mansa bhagwan satvatam pati. Ekena mansa, single-pointed attention. We should just focus one thing in our life. Conclusion of everything is chanting the name of Krishna. Conclusion of everything is Krishna, actually. Krishna says, Vede sarmevam me vedo, vedant krita veda vi veda chaham. I'm the compiler of the Vedas. I'm to be known in the Vedas. So goal is Vedas, of all the Vedas, all the scriptures, the goal is only one. What is the goal? Goal is Krishna. And how I can get Krishna? Tasmad ekena mansa. That's why Krishna says, Tasmad sarveshu kaleshu mamnu sumarne yuddhisha. Keep fighting. Because this, you are in a bhavasagar. Bhavasagar means you have to fight with something or other, something or other, something or other, you have to fight. Sometimes it can become very terrible. You see, person I was just telling on Sunday, when I was asked, I just something came to my mind. I was telling on the Sunday that how the person who has got a problem with the eyes, he thinks that my problem is the biggest problem in the world. Eyes. And the person who's got a problem with the liver, he will say, this is the biggest suffering in the world. Person who's got a problem with the heart, he said, this is the biggest suffering in that. I know one family, and they were, not because of, well, there will be some reactions of that, they were dealing with some meat products. So, I know this for 15, 20 years, this family is coming, 15 years maybe, coming to this temple. And I used to tell them, please don't do this, at least don't do this job. It's very, you know, you'll have, you know, it's very sinful. Even if you do other sins, but this is the worst sin, meat eating and selling meat, and this is, please change your profession, if you can. Very direct, I used to tell them. And they answered me, Prabhu, what can you do? You know, we have to survive, we have to pay bills. Now what can you tell? You can only bring horse to the river, but you can't force them to drink the water. What can you? You can give the message. But anyway, about 6 years ago, I'll tell you recent something happened with this family. It's not only this because of this selling meat sandwich they're having. There must be some other karmas too. So this person, about 6 years ago, his wife had a severe type of this brain hemorrhage. Not brain hemorrhage, what is called stroke. And doctor said, this woman will not, she will die within 2 days. And guess what? She's supposed to die within 2 days, she's still surviving. And the stroke went, it was one of the worst stroke I have ever seen. I went to see this lady. She's in a terrible state for 6 years. And they have to clean her mouth because she cannot eat, drink anything. Literally, this mouth is literally on, you know, 190 degrees on this side, right next to the ears. And his one eye is completely gone and blind and so many things. So they feed through here. So last 6 years surviving like this. So I was, and then he rang me about a month ago. He said, you know, my daughter is not well as well. I said, what happened? She said, she having another problem, something, and she's in the hospital. So 4 members in the family, a boy and a daughter, mother and a father. Mother is only in the, I'm just trying to give you how, what sort of suffering can be. So the mother is already in the last 6 years from the stroke in the hospital. And the daughter in another hospital. And these two, father and son, they are struggling very hard to go to one hospital, another hospital. Then he rang me, he said, we are in distress. I said, okay, I went there. I said, okay, chant Hare Krishna, this. And after 3 days he rang me that he's in the hospital. He's in another hospital. So 4 members in the family, 3 members in the 3 different hospitals. And he himself, they diagnosed he's got a cancer, he got the cancer of pancreas. So 1 man is running 3 hospitals. Can you imagine? Terrible, terrible life. So what to say of a few things? We are very fortunate to Srila Prabhupada. So like here in this particular verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is arranging Shiva to deliver demigods. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arranged Srila Prabhupada for us to give this message of Krishna consciousness, to deliver us from this Bhavasagar, to deliver us from the sufferings of this ocean of material existence. So we should not lose this opportunity. The books we should read, or Prabhupada books we must read. Essence is read his books. Very simple process. But we are making it complicated. Simple process is, what is the simple process? We chant Hare Krishna. What else we do? Sorry? Chanting, dancing and feasting, isn't it? Prabhupada said. And what is that? In the association of devotees, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, and read and distribute these books. Simple. Very easy process. Very simple process. Taking prasadam in the association of devotees, And chanting Hare Krishna, maybe Kirtan or Japa. Worship deities, you know the four, five limbs of devotional service. What is that? Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavashravan. What else? Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavashravan. Sorry? Deity worship, Mathravas. No, there's one missing. Yes. So this system is very simple. So we should do that, follow that, and pray to the devotees like Shiva and all others to bless us. Any question, any comments, anybody like to make?